Tocophobia, what are the kind of symptoms we see associated with this one?
Well, I mean, tocophobia is really describes those women who have a really severe and kind of unrational, for want of a better word, fear of childbirth. So it isn't just a little bit of worry or a little bit of, you know, it's very normal to be a bit fearful of what's to come when you're pregnant in terms of labour and birth. But these are women who have a really, I suppose, level of pathological fear that really is impacts on their ability to sort of rationalise that fear, and also sometimes their ability to kind of, you know, function as pregnancy progresses.
How early do we see this sometimes developing as a phobia?
Well, I think what's interesting about this is that actually this is something for most women that they will have prior to becoming pregnant. And one of the interesting things is we don't know how many women don't get pregnant as a consequence of suffering from tocophobia. So it isn't something that women develop usually, you know, because they've got pregnant. It's something that they enter their pregnancy with, and I suppose their desire to have a child has really overtaken their fear, and they decide that they want a child enough to kind of go ahead with becoming pregnant. You know, so it's not something that develops, if you like. It's something they're bringing with them.
Now, I understand tocophobia has two different forms. What are these two different forms associated with it?
Well, it's so you get primary tocophobia, which is women who've not had a baby before. So they may be those women I was just kind of describing who have developed fear because of something that's happened sort of, you know, at a different point in their lives. And there are a number of ideas about what might cause that. And then there's women with secondary tocophobia, and those are women who've previously had a baby. And their tocophobia may be related to either a previous tocophobia, so they may have a similar cause to the primary tocophobia women, but it also may be related to their experience in their previous birth or one of their previous labour and birth. So the profile of those two groups of women can be quite different in terms of how their fear has developed.
I would imagine this one is quite hard to define and therefore seek treatment for because, well, a lot of people have perfectly reasonable concerns about birth that can, you know, sometimes be, I don't know if extreme is the correct word, because, you know, very reasonable concerns about very, very serious complications around birth. I mean, I'm a man and I'm sort of terrified of the whole process. So can it be quite difficult to define or for women to identify in that sense?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we've still got more work to do around, you know, really defining an idea. Well, not so much defining. I guess we kind of know what tocophobia is. What we probably haven't quite got right is how we identify women with tocophobia and those women, as you say, that have tocophobia rather than just a normal level of fear. Because what we don't want to do is abnormalized, for want of a better word, you know, what would be normal worries. As you say, it's quite right for a woman to have some worries and a man to have some worries. And actually, there's some interesting beginnings of some interesting research around men and fear of childbirth and men and tocophobia. But that's really quite early on in its development. But what we do need to get better at is working out how we identify these women. So the big message, I think, is to really push women to or to ask women to, you know, feel confident in raising issues if they do feel they have, you know, a really sort of a level of fear that's really problematic for them, that they should raise those issues with their appointments with midwives, with their appointments with GPs or with their obstetrician. Because if we can encourage women to raise those issues really early on, then there are things that we can do. There are potential treatments that we can put in place for women that might help them. It might not cure the phobia, but we might be able to, or we can help them, and there's certainly evidence that we can help them to have a more satisfying birth experience or even a positive birth experience, despite the fact that they have this kind of level of fear.
Well, Julie, that's fabulous. Obviously, an important one to watch out for. Do appreciate you joining us and unpacking this one for us a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.